Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lund. Batting fifth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Pellegrini. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft strikes out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Wagner moves to third. Newhouser moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty misplays the ball. That's an error on Pretty. Wagner scores. Newhouser moves to third. Vico moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver bunts for an out with unknown description. Pellegrini moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepon moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0-for-1 in the game. Lund strikes out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vico hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pellegrini takes first base on ball 4. Arft moves to second. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 0 in the game. Garver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield, who is chasing the ball. Garver reaches third base with a triple. Arft scores. Pellegrini goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garver scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield, who is chasing the ball. Lehner reaches third base with a triple. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Browns. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Art Houdeman now pitching. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 2 in the game. Lund hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 2 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Arft hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 2 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Eddie Pellegrini is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellegrini is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pellegrini hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Lepon moves to second. Neil Berry pinch runs for Hal Wagner. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Art Houdeman. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pellegrini fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Stubby Overmyer now pitching. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Garver hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vico hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 3 in the game. Mullen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lund is 0 for 3 in the game. Lund hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 3 in the game. Moss bunts for an out with unknown description. Lund moves to second. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Arft hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 3 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lepon hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger catches it and throws to first to double up Wakefield. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.